I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our question, I wish I could have a do-over from the one time that I did blank, 206-421-ROCK. You guys heard about Daniel Shapiro?
I did. I heard about her last night and read about her this morning.
I guess the semi-popular TikToker who suddenly has a lot more followers after she did something pretty dumb that required medical intervention. Basically, here's what went down. She and a friend went to an all-you-can-eat sushi place where Danielle ate way too much sushi. Well, they documented every bite in the TikTok video. She ate 32 pieces, and that was after she'd already had 4 pieces of gyoza. Is it gyoza? I always get confused.
I heard gyoza yesterday.
I've always called it gyoza, yeah.
I call it gyoza.
Gyoza. I normally say gyoza. Then somebody else would say gyoza.
You know, the Y's like, in front of the O.
Yeah, I know. I just thought you say gyoza. Then someone more reputable than me said gyoza, so I'm like, okay, I'll say that. It sounds smart.
Gyoza. See, I feel like I'm in that gyro conversation again.
Now, what is it? Did she eat 32 pieces or 32 rolls?
She ate 32 pieces, but she'd already had 4 pieces of gyoza, jalapeno poppers, and an order of miso soup. So 32 pieces might not sound that crazy for somebody who's a competitive eater. Danielle is not that, but it was enough to put her in the hospital. She went home after dinner. She felt sick, but she managed to fall asleep. Then she woke up the next morning with severe pain in her stomach and chest.
You don't say.
Bad enough that she had trouble breathing. So then she panicked and went to the ER. In the end, it turned out she wasn't dying. She just had a crazy case of acid reflux. She said it took several days to feel normal, but bright side, a follow-up video she posted from her hospital bed. Now has 11 million views, so I guess she got what
she
wanted.
Wins, but, right. What do you think her poop smelled like? So what do you think her poop smelled like? That was my first thought. It was like, at some point, that comes out of you. It is all fish and jalapenos, man.
I just can't get over. I'm like, 32 pieces. That's like 3 whole rolls. That doesn't seem that crazy.
Actually, it was 4 whole rolls, but I digress.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they pointed that out.
Yeah, but she went home and she was still hungry because it was sushi.
Right.
I will say this. I've gone to all-you-can-eat sushi, like the place with the conveyor belt.
Yes.
And me and my buddy put down a lot of sushi, right? And you don't really think about it when you're putting down rolls with the rice. And then it was like an hour later where we felt all awful.
Really? Just bloated or what?
Yeah, it just kept expanding.
Yeah. Every time you drink something, it gets a little bit bigger.
Yeah, and it was like one of those things, too, where like we're trying to rally and like go out for the night. I'm like, I might just have to go make myself puke. I'm so full.
I don't know if I have any eating regrets. I mean, there's things where it sucks or you went through a little pain, but nothing. That's not true. Eating a big dragon head-shaped thing of wasabi for the privilege of writing my name on a wall, it's not worth it. It was stupid. But at the time, I'm like, yeah, that's cool. It's not. And the place I wrote my
name. Did you have any regrets about drinking that bottle of Jägermeister?
Okay, yes. Now, I mean, yes and no, right? So I had to work the next day, had to work a brunch. So
Would you do it again? Would you do a do-over?
Circumstantially, yes, because I can't. Now, it's not about drinking a bottle of Jäger, all right? But it was this. It's that I wanted a shot of Jäger. There was maybe half a shot left in the one bottle that the bartender had. The bartender pointed out, also, I owed them from the previous night a certain bar tab that I had not paid. And I'm like, dude, I get paid whatever day. He's familiar with me, but he jokingly said, I'll tell you what, I'll open a bottle of Jäger to pour you the shot. If you can finish this bottle tonight, it's like 8:30 at night. If you can finish it tonight, all bar tabs are forgiven. Well, that is the wrong thing to say to me. So I put down the entire bottle of Jägermeister. I didn't like chug it all, but shot, chugged a little bit, a couple more shots, chugged a little more. Got absolutely, I mean, blackout drunk, no doubt about it. Got up the next to go to work, and honestly, I have never in all my years felt that bad at it, just sweating Jägermeister. It's all like, so on the one hand, I would not do it just to prove I could do it, but if I'm to get a free bar tab, I'm in. That has not changed. What are you saying, Mike?
We've been corrected on the text from multiple people. She did not eat 32 pieces. She ate 32 rolls.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, that's what
she
I'm
ate
saying.
32 rolls.
Yes.
I've eaten three or four rolls in at night. I'm like, 32 rolls is ridiculous.
And she's not like a big woman. You know, like I saw her picture. I'm like, you don't. I mean, nobody should eat 32 rolls, for God's sakes.
No.
That is
that's
insane.
That's a ton.
That is insane.
Maybe two, depending on how big they are. That's about it, though.
Usually I do two rolls for me and then half of someone else's, but that's about it. And I'm not completely full. I can't imagine eating 32 rolls. I can't imagine a situation where I could. I don't think I could physically eat 32 rolls.
I'm bloated after two. I don't know how she got beyond 10, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, even if that was my goal, I don't know that I could.
Right,
do
and you know how fast I eat. I mean, I wolf these dogs.
God, you're eating fast.
I know I do, and I'm not proud of it. But still, after two, I'm tapping out. I'm on the mat, and I need to come up, man. I have no idea how she got to 32.
And it is Gyoza. Everyone is saying
Gyoza.
Yeah, we found out in 2022. I didn't know.
How's that popular annoying. Everywhere? I just remembered that when we came out here that I was seeing that for the first time. Because typically, on the East Coast, you get dumplings.
Right.
You get fried dumplings, you get steamed dumplings, but a fried dumpling was more like gyoza.
Correct.
So it was close, but it wasn't exactly the same. But that seemed like that was one of those things was always part of teriyaki, and teriyaki was invented in Seattle. So I just kind of assumed that was like part of that. You know what I mean? Part of that experience. I didn't know that's... I didn't realize that was in other restaurants. Or maybe it was a Thai thing. I didn't know.
I have no idea. I was got over Chinese food. That was my thing. So there's no teriyaki, really, on the East Coast.
It was always
Chinese food. But also, like, Korean food. Somehow, dumplings always showed up.
Yeah, I just don't... Like, all I ate on the East Coast was probably just, like, our version of Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Like, I never... Like, sushi, like, all that stuff. Teriyaki and the same thing. I never saw gyoza or whatever until I moved here. And I was like, all right.
And they're delicious. Spot.
They are.
They call them, I mean, they have fried dumplings like crab rangoon.
I was going to say, right. The K-Rab.
Yeah,
right,
K-Rab.
Rangoon. You can get that.
I don't know if you want it, but yeah, you can definitely get it.
My wife loves it. I can't do it. I can't. I don't know what it is about it. I'm like, it's just not.
I get it probably once or twice a year.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. There's just once in a while on a Sunday, it's like, yeah, we're getting crappy Chinese food. Get the crab ragoon.
I do love a good.
Well, that one mushroom, man, that was a $9,000 ambulance ride. So if I can have a do-over again, and I will warn anybody, if you ever get a pack of mushrooms, and one has really bright, shiny colors in it, you know what I'm saying, that are different from all the other mushrooms in the package, and you see that you have it in the pan there, do not eat it. Do not eat it.
But you even said to yourself.
On the crapper.
Like, there's probably something wrong with this mushroom. Cooked it. After you cooked it, looked at it again. Said there's probably something wrong with this mushroom. And then ate it and proved there is, in fact, something wrong with this mushroom.
I had four firefighters standing over top of me in my bathroom. My pants were still around my ankles. And then I had to have a $10,000 ambulance ride to the hospital. The ambulance ride, by the way, it was every bit of 2.5 miles to Ballard,
right,
from where I live. It was just down Leary. I mean, hell, I could have got on my scooter and gotten there.
One mushroom. One.
And I did tell you what the guy in the ambulance said, right?
What, loves the show or something?
No. He's like, Red Festival is a great time, man.
I think, yeah. The one time you have one too many mushrooms, and it's just because you were cooking.
Yeah, I know.
I hadn't had a beer or anything. You know what I mean? And I'm like, then I had to ask him for a barf bag. I was like, dude, do you have a puke bag in here just in case I throw up? He's like, oh, yeah, dude, by the way, Red Festival is great, man. I had a fun time.
A great time to bring it up. Cool.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.